Kid Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided.
Yup.
Either go to church.
Welcome
or
back.
Gonna go to hell.
Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Tuesday, August 22nd, 2023. Before we go back to the phones, speaking of Josh Green and all the crazy stuff that's going on, I mean, just some of the headlines, just as a result of the fires in Maui. Well, there's this one, July 12th. This was obviously before the fires. Let's see. KHON2. Headline, Governor Green goes to the UN to talk about Hawaii. Guess that's not terribly shocking, but what was he talking about? Governor Josh Green, MD, is touting Hawaii's sustainability accomplishments at the United Nations Economic and Social Council, the ESG Council, which is taking place in New York City between Wednesday, July 12 and July 19. We try to lead on energy and climate. We're the first state to mandate 100% renewable energy for electricity, said Governor Green to the UN forum. So it's, again, an opportunity as a small state with technically a small footprint, but we do punch above our weight a little bit. So he's a Marxist. Why do we need to be punching anything, anywhere, or anyone? Because of our position in the Pacific. Governor Green will use the opportunity to share Hawaii's second VLR highlighting progress on the Aloha Challenge, which is an adulteration of Aloha, a politicizing of Aloha, the local framework for implementing these particular UN goals. What's a Pennsylvania native doing as the governor of Hawaii? Doesn't that seem a little aberrant and bizarre to you? It sure does to me. Let's see. Other fun things real quick. Guardian headline. These are some fun ones. There's spin control going on in full effect since the fires. Yesterday, Monday, 21 August 2023, Kerry Paul's Guardian article, Hawaii Fires, Spread of Conspiracy Theories Reveals Tech Firms' Failings. So, you know, it's the job of the new public-private partnership town hall, you know, big tech platforms that continue censoring people, from secret energy weapon starting fires to a global cabal raising RAZING, that is, the town for an experiment. False theories are fast gaining ground. And that's fun. So basically what is particularly interesting about this is, you know, the companies like Facebook, aka Meta, with figureheads like Mark Zuckerberg, are sort of at the center of the controversy, but we're supposed to believe that these organizations will somehow self-police and make sure that the world is, you know, safe for democracy. Wink, wink. In Bernaysian sort of terms. How about this one? USA Today. No, Maui fires not linked to energy weapons, AI, smart cities, weather modification. Fact check. Chris Mueller's fact check. Remember I talked about him recently and another one of his fun fact checks. The claim, Maui fires are linked to 15-minute cities, artificial intelligence, energy weapons, and weather modification. And, you know, usually they point to some straw man, you know, some straw man that they're able to quickly tip over. I won't go through the article. You can read it. And they include things that are not germane to the issue that people raise. That's typical too. PolitiFact. Video shows Hawaii Governor Josh Green wants to turn Lahaina, Maui into state lands, all planned for smart city. And PolitiFact says false. Shortened video distorts Hawaii governor's comments about preserving Lahaina. And yeah. So I think what we'll do a little bit later, maybe we can cram in at least one or two things, and we'll play some fun stuff. Greg Reese has done a couple of interesting videos on this. Maybe we'll play one. Probably don't have time for both. But, you know, PolitiFact links to the full interview, the full KHON2 news interview, which is only 4 minutes long. The realities of the scene on Front Street in Lahaina. Let's talk about the realities. There's more to the story, isn't there? Anyway. One or two more. Business Insider is actually Insider. Hawaii's governor accuses investors of trying to steal land from people who had their homes destroyed by Maui wildfires. And the TLDR points. Hawaii Governor Josh Green says developers have been trying to steal land from people. He said he's asking the attorney general to explore a moratorium on sales of damaged properties. Some Maui residents say they've gotten calls from developers and investors about buying their fire-ravaged land, of course. Anyway, the fox trying to keep an eye on the hen house. Last headline was the AP fact check. Hawaii's governor did not tell reporters he wants to make Lahaina a smart city, even though those plans have been in the works for years already, I think 2018 at least. And the plans have been drawn up and the writing, you know, it's out in the world in black and white, but you have to be gaslighted. So the gaslighting makes you think you're crazy. Well, maybe that didn't happen. No, it happened. Anyway, back to the, I didn't mention who, you know, how many people I think are waking up. Let me do that real fast before we go back to the phones. Again, back to 2 Thessalonians 2. I wasn't finished with that. So Paul says, do you not remember that while I was still with you, I was telling you about these things? You know, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, gathering together to him. Don't let anyone upset you, a spirit, a message, a letter, as from us, you know, that to the effect that the day of the Lord has come. It will not come unless the apostasy comes first. Apostasy comes first. Who is that? Who is apostate? And the man of lawlessness, or the son of perdition, the son of destruction, son of perdition, is revealed, who opposes and exalts himself above every so-called god or object of worship, et cetera, et cetera. And you know what restrains him now, so that in his time you will be revealed. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way again. That's the Holy Spirit. And, you know, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith on the earth? Is kind of the thought, you know. So that then that lawless one who will be revealed, whom the Lord will slay with the breath of his mouth. That's power. That's power. And bring to an end by the appearance of his coming. That's power. That is the one whose coming is in accordance with in accord with the activity of Satan, with all power and signs and false wonders. You know, people, I'm sure there are people wondering, why does Road Warrior Radio sound more and more like, you know, evangelical or like a Sunday morning kind of thing or something? It seems like it's going that direction because of what's going on around us, because these are the times of the signs and the signs of the times all around us. That's why, because this is mainstream news, even though we're being gaslighted. So then the next few verses, Fred in Iowa would remind us in 2 Thessalonians 2, and with all the deception of wickedness for those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth so as to be saved. Why? We'll get to that. For this reason, God will send upon them a deluding influence so that they will believe what is false. That is something. Joe Rogan asked the question recently, I think it was, you know, why does God permit all of this stuff? What about this? Wrap your head around this. For this reason, God will send upon them a deluding influence so that they will believe what is false. Why? Because he's mean? No. In order that they all may be judged who did not believe the truth but took pleasure in wickedness. And so that brings me to my answer to the question, how many people do you think are waking up? I think, you know, that was why I wanted to play Evanescence, Bring Me to Life this morning, because what is happening is not awakening. It is a false awakening. The Great Awakening, all that stuff, you know, Clay Clark's Reawaken America, not a good thing. It's very Gnostic. It's very tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It's very man walking in man's strength for man's glory. It's very Gnostic. We can do this. We have the power. We just need to know more. And it's a choose your own adventure kind of scenario. It's Arthur Conan Doyle meets Encyclopedia Brown, choose your own adventure. The breadcrumbs are all laid out all over the place. And there's a breadcrumb flavor for all of us that all lead back to this one world mystery religion of old that will have us all chanting in unison to finish the great unfinished work of Genesis 11. That's what's happening. And I think that most people that presume to be, or that most others would presume to be, or are waking up, are victims of this strong delusion. And the hard reality is, why? 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 12, in order that they all may be judged who did not believe the truth, but took pleasure in wickedness. That last bit, took pleasure in wickedness. It's interesting. How many people will say, solo Christos, you know, Jesus Christ of Nazareth is enough for me. What he did for me, I have cried out in Romans 10, 9 and 10 fashion. For with the heart a person believes, and with the mouth they confess, resulting in salvation, and all the other passages that goes along with that. You know, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed, et cetera, et cetera. How many people say, that's enough for me? Understand the simplicity of the gospel, like Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. It's foolishness. It's silly. For we preach Christ and him crucified. Paul says in 1 Corinthians, you know, in 1 Corinthians 1, it's too simple. of goes through that list of Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not in cleverness of speech, so that the cross of Christ would be made void, would not be made void. For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are believing, who are being saved by it, it is the power of God. For indeed, Jews ask for signs and Greeks search for wisdom. Why the distinction between Jews and Greeks? But we preach Christ crucified, to Jews a stumbling block and to Gentiles foolishness. But to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. And he goes on. So, you know, how many people say that? Don't need to, I can shut it all off. I don't need to know more. I don't need to, you know, investigate. I don't need to go to a conference. Don't need to listen to music. Don't need to do this. Or are you an ascetist? No, I'm just saying. How many people say, whatever, whatever, Lord, you're enough. It's enough. Whatever you say is enough is enough. If I was an ascetist, then I wouldn't be a God-fearing person, because it would be all about me, what I can do. I have to do this, self-abasement and all that kind of stuff. It becomes about that person instead of just surrendering and saying, whatever you want, Lord, whatever you say. Who's in charge? Who decides? It's always that question, and it goes back to the first commandment. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. It's simple, but there's all this obfuscation and gaslighting and skepticism and deconstruction and empiricism. You know, don't believe it unless you can prove it with your own lying eyes and ears. Heaven knows those can't be fooled. So, you know, I think, unfortunately, it's more a case of, you know, flavors of Kool-Aid, you know, of every variety, and people falling prey to that. However, with that said, I think there is a remnant, and I think there are a lot of people. To Rhonda's point, why that headline would be put out to get people doubting, who are returning to, shall we say, biblical orthodoxy, which is redundant. There are probably greater numbers than most of us realize. And I know people who are really seeing this strong delusion, this great deception, for what it is, I think. And it's really clear and it's really plain. I think there are a lot more. There's more of a remnant than most of us would realize. And just the last kind of thought on that before we go to the break, and we'll come back. We'll go to the phones when we come back. One of the most fascinating things about that, it's interesting, you know, those people usually are kind of the front runners. They'll tell people around them, sounding the alarm. And what's funny is those people they talk to now, years later, you probably know what I'm talking about if you're listening to this. You know, these people that you talked to years ago, now they're coming to you and saying, oh my goodness. More people are realizing maybe there's something weird going on in Maui, which is why all the damage control with those headlines that I read and the fact checks and stuff, gaslighting people. So you've talked to people. They come back to you and say, oh, my goodness, you were right. What's funny about that is they don't say, and what else do you know? Or what do you know now? Or where should I be looking now? What should I know now? Isn't it funny how they don't do that? They don't want to listen now. Because you're years ahead of where you were then. And maybe you know things they should know now to sort of jumpstart them and help them leap forward without being deceived for years more and misled. But they don't do that. Isn't that funny how that works? Go to the phones when we come back. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing Terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your Terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Welcome back. All right, so to the phones we go. Lynn in Maryland, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Thank you, Chris. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
My stomach is sour, I have to tell you. I wish I had the feeling that Rhonda had come across that article like a week ago, but it sounds like it was today. Probably after your show started, in my Bible, in 1 Thessalonians, it talks about there being a great falling away. So that's the church.
Yep.
Anybody who's online ought to educate themselves about algorithms and how they work. You know, that article popped up for a reason. It didn't, you know, if the conversation wasn't going on, the article wouldn't have popped up like that. And I learned something about articles a long time ago. Let's say you're on a desktop and you have a child and you have different logins. You can actually have the same exact article's title, author, publisher, but there are details in the content of the article that are different. So a parent and a child can have a conversation about the article, and they don't even realize that they're not talking about the same thing. That is frightening to me. I'd rather have an argument over facts than just have a conversation thinking we both think the same thing, and it's two totally different things. Mm-hmm. Because algorithms work off your history and your profile. They know you better than you know yourself. And actually, something I was thinking about and I wasn't going to say was in that book, Battle for Your Brain, that Fair Haney woman. She had a dream one night, a disturbing dream about a friend. The friend also had the same disturbing dream, okay? They hadn't talked to each other in a long time. What a coincidence.
Yeah.
And she actually says that. Now, haven't we all taken probability and statistics? Mm-hmm. What are the odds of that? You know,
slim.
But she even
very
is
slim.
Like, oh, just imagine. Now, the book actually goes into how the technology can implant thoughts and dreams into your head and when to do it in the space of REM sleep, blah, 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 blah. I'm not getting into it. But, okay, be that as it may.
I think just a parenthetical aside, if I may, or insertion, I think MKUltra technology was way too effective and they had to dial it back so that it had some plausible deniability. We can't just, you know, turn everyone into an Autobot in, you know, 10 minutes. We got to dial it back a little bit so that it seems more like it was their idea.
When it's new. You know, we're just discovering stuff, you know. We're you know, they're not 30, 40 years ahead of us. Okay.
No.
The first and second Corinthians or first Corinthians, we have to be careful and test the spirits, because I can tell you, people believe doctrine, and what they believe is their church or denomination's doctrine, their statements of faith. I was reading an article earlier today from a church magazine that at the start I would have thought would have been great. It was full of stuff that's absolutely contrary to Scripture, stating it's based on Scripture. Mm-hmm. But it's not.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is frightening. We have to test the spirits. And remember, I know people say all the time, you know, the NAR folks, the New Apostolic Reformation folks, and all of the other folks, the prayer groups.
The New Age,
you know, God
Reformation.
Said, God
yep.
said, you know, it's like, no, that's not in the Bible. Well, what I really loved that just was so clear was the breaker anointing. And I remember people kept talking about this breaker anointing. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Oh, Micah 2, the end of Micah 2. I'm like, keep reading. You know, yeah. It's like you want to pull a verse out of the Bible here. It talks
right.
about then having your bones, you know, chopped up and your skin flayed and put in a pot because God brings judgment on you.
You know who's really good at doing that, misappropriating context, biblical context? The character who did that in Matthew chapter 4 to Jesus himself.
That's
and
right.
Jesus said in John 8, he is a liar and the father of lies, and there's no truth in him. But he quoted Psalm 91, so,
Because then he knows the Bible better than us, the same way preachers can get away and people can say that they know the Bible. And people just swallow what somebody they respect says, and it's like, it's not biblical.
Yeah,
and
don't
if
be
we
a lover
don't
of men
know
or
the
a follower
Bible,
of men
we're going to be
or a worshiper
duped.
Of men. Yep.
Okay, that's all. And actually, I'd rather my lion eyes see something for myself than anything that comes on a video. One, you don't have to beam a smart meter. One, they know how to blow up. You know, and it can all be done internally. But I'd be more worried about my damn cell phone brainwashing me than I would about my smart meter at this point. Those smart meters cause fires. My cousin had two after he had the meter put on his house.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you and thank you. I appreciate you, Chris.
Thank you, Lynn. And I appreciate you as well. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after the show.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. it just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
It's the good life. Full of fun seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour, before we go back to the phones, real quick, 1 John 2. Who is the liar but the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is NASB 95 first. Who is the liar but the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ? These are interesting terms. Jesus and Christ get used synonymously. A lot of times it's good to go back, circle back, and revisit what these terms mean. This is the Antichrist, the one who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father. The one who confesses the Son has the Father also. Jesus said, if you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father. John, 1 John 3, little children, make sure no one deceives you. There's that deception again. The one who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. Oh, you mean we can be Gnostic, self-actualized? No, no. Keep reading. The one who practices sin, well, let me back up. 1 John 3, verse 4, everyone who practices sin also practices lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness, and I would say vice versa. What is sin? Well, the Bible says whatever is not of faith is sin. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And to him who knoweth to do right and doeth it not, to him it is sin. So we're not just blobs and algorithms. We have a conscience. First Romans 1 tells us, and you know, it attests, and other places in the Bible tell us about that. Anyway, continuing, little children, make sure no one deceives you. The one who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous, capital H. The one who practices sin is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. It's a revolutionary impulse, right? We got to overthrow, we got to usurp. The Son of God appeared for this purpose. What's that? To destroy the works of the devil. No one who is born of God practices sin, because his seed abides in him, capital H, lowercase h, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Anyway, Cain, Abel, murder, etc. Follow your heart, right? No. 1 John 3:20. Well, 19 and 20. We will know by this that we are of the truth, and will assure our hearts before him. And whatever our heart condemns us, for God is greater than our heart and knows all things. The heart is deceitfully wicked above all else. Who can know it? And what was it? 1 Samuel 16, I think. God is the one who, you know, man judges by the outward appearance. God judges by the heart. Anyway, 1 John 4, King James, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, the Messiah, our Savior, is come in the flesh, is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. This is a very, you know, seems simple, but man, the Gnostic and theosophical deviations, the Kabbalistic deviations, the Hermetic Rosicrucian deviations, they're everywhere. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. On that note, maybe last thing I'll say, we'll go back to the phones. I mentioned, and maybe we can play the clip, of the Jamie Walden interview over End Times Productions. End Times, most people don't realize what's happening worldwide. Again, it's obviously a clickbait title, but there was another bit, there's another video published a month ago as part of the Jamie Walden interview, and the video is titled, They Tried to End His Life, Jamie Walden. And that's kind of interesting, the 14-minute video. And speaking of year of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I mentioned it in 2 Thessalonians 2, There's a spiritual battle. There's power. There's a reason in 2 Corinthians 10 and Ephesians 6 and other places. This, you know, we hear about these things, but we don't see it with our eyes every day. There's powerful stuff going on. Anyway, watch the video if you want. Back to the phones. Mike in Kentucky, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Can you hear me now?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, I heard that burst of static like, I don't know, 10 minutes ago. And I was like, well, hopefully he can't hear all the construction equipment in the background. But anyway, concept that we are aware of his devices comes to mind, and we are overcomers. So across RBN shows, there's a lot of fear-mongering and selling of fear, you know. I mean, U.S. Navy directed energy weapon is huge, the one that you can find a video of from 2017, and, you know, calling down fire from heaven inside of men comes to mind. But, you know, who's selling the spirit of fear? We should be aware of his devices, but we're also to be overcomers. So let's be aware, but let's not be frightened, I think. It would be the try to adjust your attitude accordingly on that. You know, the last caller talking about the frightening things about this or that, you know, be more worried about the cell phone than the smart meter. And I would agree with that. I've been aware of the implications since 1997. I suspected them before that, but then I started getting proof, undeniable proof. And it took me a while to realize, wait a minute, why would they be listening into a daycare center? You know, I was too unsophisticated to think the potential there for human trafficking or a 5-year-old's, quote, safety phone. You know, in 2011, I think that was, which I finally got a witness for that one. So you can profile and cherry pick candidates for your human trafficking. Those would probably be fetching the best price. I hate to say it, and it's a shame to even speak of that, which is done by them in secret, right? So I don't go into a lot of detail as much as I can to just get the concept out there, and then people can do their own, you know, extrapolation. But the stuff about Lahaina, that a lot of it that doesn't make sense, and the people, I think, need to be a lot more careful. I saw, I think, on RBN's webpage, a picture of a single home with greenery all around it, and every home around it was reduced to, like, ashes. And to me, mm-hmm. It looked obvious it was photoshopped. For one thing, it was so dry for weeks that a lot of the stuff wasn't that green anymore. But how would a directed energy, I don't understand how a directed energy weapon would light up all those houses and leave one in the middle untouched. It's going to go, you know, that's what happened in, like, the Chicago fire of the what, and the San Francisco fire after the earthquakes and stuff. It just, one house to the next to the next to the next burned down because there was no firefighting effort. So, things like aluminum rims melting, the tires burn at 750 degrees. Aluminum or magnesium alloy wheels melt at about 650 degrees. So, duh, you know, engine blocks are going to melt, rims are going to melt. But you can find plenty of pictures of steel wheels that don't melt. So I think, you know, we could probably find some evidence of directed energy weapons if it wasn't for all the noise of all these false rabbit trails. And then you have to wonder how much of that is being planted to distract us from actually seeing the truth. Mm-hmm. We are aware of his devices, right? So let's be more aware.
Yeah.
The direction the winds were going and the direction of the streets, a lot of the wind was going straight down the streets. So they acted like a fire break. So you can have houses across from a viaduct that's 35 feet wide, concrete, that don't burn. You know, across from a whole section of residential houses. And poor folks build their houses out of, you know, mostly wood. Turns out Oprah's land, it looks like, was off on an island, and it wasn't even in there in Lahaina, unless she's got some mansion. But you think she would have built her house out of fire-resistant materials? I would think so. She had the money to. Most of the poor folks didn't, I'm sure. So it's like the wolves, you know, or the pig, three piglets, you know. The wise piglet built his house out of brick. He couldn't be blown down. There's a lot of contradictory scriptures, too, that people get hung up on. Like, narrows the way. What is that one? Wide and easy is the path that leads to destruction. But yet he says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. So, you know, I don't think you can, if people don't, like, come to a understanding in their own faith, they have vulnerabilities where they can be picked at, ridiculed, that sort of thing. But any antichrist is an antichrist, I think. Anybody that denies, I don't, people want to point to the Jews, but man, they have a lot of kindred spirits, you might say, among a lot of different ethnic groups, not just Islam. So I hate to hear so much about the Jews on RBN, and we neglect their kindred spirits, you know. I don't know what to say, except that they are a formidable opponent to Christianity, and when there's a lot of devices to be aware of that they are honing and tuning. I don't know. Did we lose you? I think we lost the Skype there for the host. So, if I'm still on the air, I think we should look for things that we need to answer to strengthen our faith. And part of the things that will do that is finding where fulfillment occurred, past tense. Because the test of a prophet is what he said happened, or what he said would happen, did happen, right? You don't know that until after the fact. It's like a thief in the night. Might not realize he was there until the next day. Are you back yet? I think we lost Chris. Hopefully he didn't have a problem there. Are you back? RBN way back, I don't know, 11 or 12 years ago, and I think it was Don Preston and a couple of other guys, and they got into things that always puzzled me about the scriptures. And so fulfillment, I think, can reinforce faith. If you could find, and I think I hear this Skype thing again. His internet connection must be really trashing out on him. So look for things like, you know, how could people, because you're going to be confronted with this if you're Christian, I think. What, where are things in jeopardy of being shown to be wrong? Like when he told the Sanhedrin, there's some standing here that will not taste death before the Son of Man comes. You have to figure out what the heck did that mean. Did he lie to those people, or do we have 2,000-year-old people? Same thing with disciples. You were told, you'll not finish going through the towns of Judea before the Son of Man comes. Look how big Judea is. Or if you want to take another translation, Israel. You know, you can get all esoteric and say, well, greater Zion is the whole planet. But it doesn't matter, because he said you're not going to finish going through all the towns of Judea before the Son of Man comes. So how can we use that to reinforce our faith? He said what happened did happen, meaning he's a prophet, and what he said came true to those he spoke it to. That increases your faith. That allows you to realize, and realization is what I'm talking about, realize the kingdom is at hand. It was at hand 2,000 years ago. It's at hand now. Where's your power if you're living in fear of all this technology? Where's your hedge of protection if you're living in fear? So And believe me, I've had to struggle with fear.
Really?
I think he's back. Are you back?
He's back, yeah. I don't know why we have this problem when you and I talk. That's interesting.
That's
a curious thing.
I'm
going to go back to the contradictory scriptures in a minute, and there really are no contradictory scriptures, but the narrow and wide gates of Matthew 7 and Luke 13, I'll return to that in a minute.
Right. So we need to. I think we need to find and have answers to be able to answer for our faith, because there's a lot of trickiness that people pull out of the hat, you know. And, of course, a lot of people don't practice their faith. They don't have a lot of charity for the homeless people. I've seen people trash them as worthless eaters, and rather than to help them, you know, rather than to try to give them a hand up instead of a hand out, that sort of thing. I just saw a joke about, the Hurricane Hillary hitting California, and something about the homeless people were nailing up plywood on their tent doors.
I mentioned that during yesterday's broadcast, yeah.
I missed it. I'm sorry. Life is interrupted. So I listen a lot to RBM and all the
Babylon B headline. Yeah.
Yeah. In any event.
So there are two spirits. Speaking of that, you know, I mentioned 1 John 4 earlier today, and 1 John 4, 8 says, "We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." So there is the spirit of truth, which is the Holy Spirit, and then there is that spirit of error, which is at work all over these days. And the problem is the big litmus test for all of us really to check in, I think, Fred in Iowa used to remind us of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and God sends upon them a strong delusion, like I mentioned earlier today, so that they will believe what is false. Why? In order that they all may be judged who did not believe the truth, but took pleasure in wickedness. And I firmly believe in the American age of convenience and so-called technological advancement and all these things that we have been seduced into
being cataloged,
into taking pleasure in wickedness, in simple terms. So it's
something for everyone to kind of
investigate themselves.
We will always be weighed, measured, and found wanting by a world order that's looking to eliminate, you know, dead weight. So
Jesus said to Peter that Satan has asked to sift you.
Yeah, well, I just think that, the Mormons tried to reconcile some of this with their three Nephites that are supposedly still walking around after 2,000 years. And I've heard
Mormonism is a cult.
Right. So I've heard Christians
occult and occult.
There is some hidden stuff. Yeah, you don't supposedly find out until you get in the temple and beyond. But kind of like Masonry, there's sublime degrees. You think you're 32nd degree? Oh, really? Which 32nd degree are you?
Like I said, when Lark and I talked last time, water thaws at the 33rd degree, right? It frozen at 32 degrees, becomes water at 33 degrees, and so you have come to life. You're not a homunculus anymore.
I'm wondering what 212 is. Can you be a 212th degree boiling mason?
Probably. That's the seventh heaven of theosophy or something.
360
you're
degrees in a circle.
You're mystical.
Yeah, all the wonderful, whatever, hidden knowledge, you know. As I said earlier, it's a shame to even speak of that which is done by them in secret, but we are aware of his devices, so that sounds a bit like a contradiction. You can't go around casting pearls before people that shouldn't know, but how arrogant is these oaths? That was a stumbling block for me, reading the different versions of the Bible as a youngster. You know, swear not at all, and yet we're constantly having to swear under penalty of perjury this or that in this society. How did that happen? Where's the equal justice in the conflict of oaths? If you're a Mason, you're swearing an oath to your brothers that you'll conceal their secrets, even except supposedly in the case of murder and treason. Where is the equal justice in this society? We're supposed
Jesus
to be
said,
equal
let
justice.
Your yea be yea and your nay be nay.
It's just that simple. Anything more is of evil. So when he told John, What is it to you? He told the people around him that was, you know, jealous of John the Beloved. What is it to you if I would that he should remain until I returned? You know? And then the scripture, if you read on, right. I've heard a lot of preachers.
And what did
just
he say? He said, he said, right. Basically, don't worry about that. You, Peter, follow me. Don't worry about
that. Whoever writes that book is clarifying it in the next verse. Says he didn't say he was going to remain alive till he returned. He just said, "What is it to you if it's my choice?" So the Mormons like to point to that and say, "See, John's still alive around because Christ hasn't returned. So he's walking around like the Highlander, can't be killed." So what town is it in Judea that they haven't preached the gospel in, or Israel, or Greater Zion? Doesn't matter. He said, you're not going to finish going through all the towns of Judea before the Son of Man comes. So are we to believe that these people that were following after him were told things that weren't true, or are we looking at the ink blots wrong? And with that, it's empowering because our faith becomes amplified a little bit. We're only given a measure of faith. And a lot of people don't know what the length, you know, how much faith they've got. They need to find and be able to answer for it. So when you realize,
I think we should return to Luke 17 and learn what obedience is all about.
Well, the kingdom is at hand. What is that 2,000 years ago versus today?
Luke 17, obedience will grow our faith. We are unworthy servants. We've done only that which we ought to have done.
Every man's given a measure of faith. That seems to be a certain measure, you know, because you see people of little faith, and they're talked about.
Right, and Jesus said in Luke 17, Jesus said himself, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this tree, be plucked up and cast in the ocean, it would obey you. And then he says, which one of you having a servant will tell him after he comes in, plow in the field, serve yourself, then take care of me? You don't do that. You say, serve me first, and then take care of yourself. And he says, so you also ought to say, we are unworthy servants. We have done only that which we ought to have done. The point is, your obedience will grow your faith.
And to put
anyway,
a book we're
out of time.
Put the bookend on this. Stop selling fear. Let's look for the hope and faith.
There's
no
fear on this broadcast, that's for sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. You know, speaking of fear, Revelation 21:8, the fearful and unbelieving will have their part in the lake of fire. Yikes. I wonder why somebody would want to sell fear and cause doubt and unbelief, skepticism. Maybe I'll talk about the narrow and wide gates and translations tomorrow. There's some other stuff I didn't play the clip. We didn't get back to the fires. Maybe we'll do that. These are the times. These are the days. These are the signs of the times and the times of the signs. I hope it was informative, perhaps even edifying. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.